episode for today will be about how to learn to say no. Have you ever wondered that why day passed by so fast, or a month, a year passed by without noticing what have happened, or what are the highlight event that you have experiences? It's happened to me a couple of times, and I just keep questioning myself, what have I done? What have I decided or achieved? After months of introspecting, I have come to a realization that because I say yes to everything without an objective or a personal goal that's helpful or related to me. The yes answer going to multiple reasons, for instance, social events, fun and entertainment, and probably just being carried away with other people's needs. And I found out what, personally, it's taking so much time away from investing in my personal needs and desire or the goals I want to achieve. I do not have enough time to work on my own projects, to test and recharge, or to spend time working on my side hustles. Technically, at the end of the day, you run out of time and just keep distracting from others' activities. I would not say that you have to or need to say no to everything. Of course, what serves your interest should still be maintained. For instance, your social life, spend time with loved ones, and special occasions. But it should be selective based on how those events are important to you. In general, I would want to start spending time and care for my own interests, my business first, before other people's businesses. It may sound a bit selfish, but honestly, this is how you would able to invest for yourself, and that's the most important person that you will have for the rest of this lifetime. And one of the methods which I found super important as I'm getting older and older is saying no to things, events, or people that are not in my priorities. Not serving my needs, helping me to become more fulfilling, happier, healthier, or just being more mindful and relaxed. So, how to identify what to say no to and how to say no gracefully but it's still firm. Here are my own suggestions. Number one, how to identify what to say no to. So, there will be three things. First, it would be you need to identify your priorities and rank their importance level. Example, your own projects, gym time, family time, study time, social needs, relationship times. And then set a goals that you would like to achieve with a target of time. So anything distract yourself from that should be deprioritized. And finally, put yourself and your needs first, if that's making you happy and fulfilling. Overall, in this case, if any events, people, activities that not fall into your priorities and goals list, you can totally say no, since you have a clear reason and have an answer for yourself without feeling guilty. So second part, how to say no gracefully. First and first, please don't feel guilty of saying no. You need to overcome yourself of feeling the guilt, which is some can be really comfortable with this, but some, like me, is like the most difficult challenging since you will carry the guilt for the rest of the time. I guess this comes from the root of want to please others, but this should not. You should please yourself first. You can only make others happy when are you fulfilled and happy. State out the reasons why you do not want to or not able to participate, join the event, engagement, or the activities. People need to understand where you're coming from to respect your decisions. Next, counter suggest other activities or solutions that you think it will fit both of yours and their interests, if that's something you still want to maintain. And finally, be firm and assertive, since they will for sure try to convince you, stick with your decisions. So I'll stumble the different articles online, and I found one of the books that I can highly recommend it to get deeper into this if you're still not convinced. The book called The Power of No by James Altucher, whose quote has been featured on The Guardians. His quote is, "When you say yes to something you don't want to do, here is the result. You hate what you are doing, you resent the person who asks you, and you hurt yourself. Then you have it." I feel like this will save a lot of time to pursue my own career, my gym's time, to pursue my body goals, and whatever it is in my priority list. Eventually, it will help you to manage your time as well. That's it for me. Let me know your thoughts or on how would you like to say more no in 2020, or otherwise you just prefer to keep the old way. Regardless, feel free to reach out to me personally to get your thoughts out, either on my Instagram, Tatiana Chu, or any other ways that you want to comment or feature in here. Thanks for listening, and talk to you guys soon in the next episode of Honest Thoughts.